The Littlest Heroes of Hell's Kitchen, a Daredevil podfic written and read by 42 Do Not Panic. It all started on a day that didn't go at all the way either Matt or Peter had planned. The day started normally enough until they woke up, back to back, tied to chairs. Their heads were pounding and their bodies were aching. Peter was supposed to be working on an essay for a creative writing class, and Matt was supposed to be meeting with the martial arts club he was running at the local K-12 school just a few streets from his office. Instead, they were sitting in a freezing cold and otherwise empty warehouse. Neither Matt's heightened senses nor Peter's spidey sense could detect anyone else in or around the building. "Now what?" Peter asked, after a few minutes of quiet. Whoever had kidnapped him had taken away his web shooters. Whatever type of ropes they were tied together with was sturdy, and a blindfold was covering his eyes. Clearly, these people weren't amateurs. "Now we wait," Matt sighed. "Foggy is probably already freaking out that I'm not back yet. It can't be long until someone gets us out of here." Meanwhile, at the school, the kids of the martial arts club had taken on the responsibility to find Matt. Following his trail had been easy enough, and now there were standing 8 kids against the 2 kidnappers. "Hey!" Ilya called, drawing the attention of the 2 men. "Where's Daredevil?" The kidnappers turned around, raising an eyebrow at the group of kids. "What are you going to do if we tell you?" Ilya was the oldest. He was almost 16 and already at least half a foot taller than the shorter of their opponents. Alina was the youngest. She was standing next to Ilya, leaning on a pair of purple crutches and glaring up at them. "We're going to beat your ass," she declared. "And then we're going to find our friends." "You can't even walk properly," the taller of the 2 men scoffed, leaning down to gloat at the little girl. "What good are you going to be if 2 vigilantes couldn't free themselves?" "Hey," Mel snapped, stepping between Alina and the grunt to get some distance between them. "Get your ugly mug out of my sister's space." "My legs don't work right," Alina agreed, pushing past her brother, glaring up at the kidnappers. "But my brain does, and I know that Daredevil is a superhero. He saves kids like us every night. I'm not scared of you, and I won't give up just because you're an ableist asshole." She took a step back, making room for the older boys to do their part of the plan. "Didn't you say it could only be a matter of minutes?" Peter complained, trying to shift his stiff and cold muscles in the binds. "It's fucking freezing in here, Devil!" "What am I supposed to do about that, kid?" Matt growled. He was starting to get very tired of the boys complaining. "I'm tied down just the same as you are. Unless someone shows up and gets us out of here, we're stuck." "You called?" A little voice interrupted Peter's whines before he could get another word out. "David, Alex, get the ropes, and be careful with the blindfold. Mel, can you..." "Yeah." A second, slightly older sounding voice interrupted the first. "Come here." Footsteps were coming closer, and little fingers made quick work of the ties and Peter's blindfold. "Alexander?" Peter asked, raising an eyebrow. "What are you doing here?" "Well, Ilya and I moved schools when we moved to Hell's Kitchen," the boy answered. "We joined the martial arts club, and when today DD didn't show up, we got worried. Alina and Mel said we should try and find him, and, well, we did." "Wait a second," Spider-Man asked, frowning and looking from one kid to the next. "You all know each other, and you all know he's Daredevil?" "Yes, of course," Alina replied, as if it were the most obvious thing in the world. "We all go to the same school," Alexander added proudly. "We're on the martial arts team." "Every kid in Hell's Kitchen knows that he's Daredevil," David pointed out, gesturing at Matt. Daredevil just shrugged. "It's true, they do." "But isn't your identity supposed to be secret?" Peter asked with a raised eyebrow. "Well, yes," Matt shrugged again, "but let's be real. Even if they tell an adult, who is going to believe them that Daredevil is a blind lawyer?" He held out his hands to Alina, who was leaning on a low wall and quietly struggling to stay on her feet. "Let's get you all back to school before your parents show up and freak out, yeah?" The kids agreed, and Matt picked the 7-year-old up easily. "How did you find us, Lena?" "Well," she shrugged, "Mal noticed that your cane left a trail in the snow. Then we found the cane in an alley, and from there, we just had to beat up the Abelbus grunts, really." It's gotta be strong and it's gotta be fast.